Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. It is already the fourth day of April 2007. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up tomorrow, there's going to be testimony in the Texas legislature, and there's similar testimony going on around the country on an ongoing basis, by Bruce O'Dell with U.S. Counts the Vote, co-founder, and he is an expert in the software and different computer systems, and he's discovered a lot of the problems built into these. Well, I guess they're not problems by the designers. It's problems for those of us that want to have a verifiable vote, but it's exactly what it's designed for by Diebold and some of the other big companies, ES&S, Sequoia, and others. So we'll look at election fraud here in the United States. And I know it's a scary topic. It makes you feel helpless. But we're not helpless because just 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I remember 10 years ago interviewing the Collier brothers before they died. And they'd been exposing it for decades. And then interviewing Victoria Collier, one of their daughters. I mean, you talk about this stuff, and the mainstream media would report on you like you had five heads, you know, each one of them with a different animal. But now it's mainstream news, but they try to spin it. And there is massive moves nationwide to remove these systems, and there is an awakening taking place. This is one of the reasons that we've seen such incredible arrogance on the part of the government, is because more and more of the high-level politicians know the fix is in many areas of the nation. So we'll give you a big overview and then focus in scientifically on how these things are basically designed for fraud. Bruce O'Dell is an information technology consultant who applies his technical expertise to his work on election integrity activist. And again, we'll go through his lengthy bio when he joins us coming up in studio in the second hour today. In the meantime, there's obviously some good news because it takes a big playing card out of the hands of the neocon warmongers. Ahmadinejad has given a press conference saying that they are in the process of releasing today the 15 British sailors / British Marines. So we'll be going over that report. Also, Kuwait media warns of planned U.S. strike on Iran in April. This is out today, and they're still saying there's going to be an attack sometime this month. We saw the Russian and French reports and Italian reports of 2 weeks ago saying that it would be April 6th, Good Friday. I do not believe they're going to attack then. And we've gone through how the government puts this out to create the illusion that it's a foregone conclusion, to condition, to tickle the fancy of the voyeur and all of us to just expect the war. Well, I don't want to see that happen. I believe they will attack Iran unless we continue to expose what a fraud this is. But I don't think it's going to happen now. I think it's going to happen in the next 6 months. But I could be proven wrong. And again, we do have a chance to stop it from happening if we really get the word out and if the globalists put up their trial balloons and figure out that the people are not going to buy it. Tehran says two U.S. Air Force bombers violated their airspace. Russia's anxious about military action against Iran near its border. We'll go over all that and a lot more. There's new big chapters in the Rosie O'Donnell / Charlie Sheen media spectacle. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I was up on PrisonPlanet.com today. I noticed that Paul Watson had reposted that Boston legal piece from what? Almost 2 years ago, where one of the defense lawyers in the television drama gets up and defends his anti-war client who is refusing to pay income tax, as Cindy Sheehan is now doing. I guess that's life imitating art, but the piece was imitating life, and there have been some real federal cases already in the last 3 years where people have been found not guilty of paying income taxes, not in any, there's no law, no 16th Amendment, it was never ratified. There's also been losses by the feds on that front, a whole bunch of them. Where in the past they were basically invincible, the public's now woken up. No, no, there have been federal cases where they're losing just on the protest front. But I thought that is against the war. And look at the government. This is not our government. Look what the Declaration of Independence states. Maybe I'll dig that out and babble through some of it after this piece. And then we'll get into all of the world news that is breaking. We will get into, there's just so much here, and of course take your phone calls. But let's go ahead and go to this piece, because it's been almost 2 years since we first played this, and I do have to toot our own horn. It went crazy once we played it and got it up on YouTube, but one of the biggest clips on the web in the last few years, thanks to the great work of one of our listeners that sent it in to us, and we got it posted, and many others uploaded it. I mean, that's just an example. You can do that, too. All of you can have just as big an effect. It's pretty easy to do now. And there's a lot of things we don't do, a lot of things we miss because we're a small organization. But I'm already digressing. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
When the weapons of mass destruction thing turned out not to be true, I expected the American people to rise up. They didn't. Then, when the Abu Ghraib torture thing surfaced, and it was revealed that our government participated in rendition, a practice where we kidnap people and turn them over to regimes who specialize in torture, I was sure then the American people would be heard from. We stood mute. Then came the news that we jailed thousands of so-called terrorist suspects, locked them up without the right to a trial or even the right to confront their accusers. Certainly, we would never stand for that. We did. And now it's been discovered the executive branch has been conducting massive illegal domestic surveillance on its own citizens, you and me. And I at least consoled myself that finally, the American people will have had enough. Evidently, we haven't. In fact, if the people of this country have spoken the messages, we're okay with it all. Torture, warrantless search and seizures, illegal wiretappings, prison without a fair trial, or any trial, war on false pretenses. We as a citizenry are apparently not offended. There are no demonstrations on college campuses. In fact, there's no clear indication that young people even seem to notice. Well, Melissa Hughes noticed. Now, you might think, instead of withholding her taxes, she could have protested the old-fashioned way, made a placard and demonstrated at a presidential or vice presidential appearance. But we've lost the right to that as well. The Secret Service can now declare free speech zones to contain, control, and in effect, criminalize protest. Stop for a second and try to fathom that. At a presidential rally, parade, or appearance, if you have on a supportive t-shirt, you can be there. If you're wearing or carrying something in protest, you can be removed. This in the United States of America. This in the United States of America. Is Melissa Hughes the only one embarrassed?
Mr. Shaw, that's a chair for witnesses only.
Really long speeches make me so tired sometimes.
Please get out of the chair.
Actually, I'm sick and tired.
Get out of the chair.
And what I'm most sick and tired of is how every time somebody disagrees with how the government is running things, he or she is labeled un-American.
Evidently, it's speech time.
And speech in this country is free, you hack. Free for me, free for you, free for Melissa Hughes to stand up to her government and say, stick it.
Objection.
I object to government abusing its power to squash the constitutional freedoms of its citizenry. And God forbid anybody challenge it. They're smeared as being a heretic. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American.
Mr. Shaw, unless you have anything new and fresh to say, please sit down. You've reached the decorum of my courtroom with all this hooting.
Last night, I went to bed with a book. Not as much fun as a 29-year-old, but the book contained a speech by Adlai Stevenson. The year was 1952. He said, the tragedy of our day is the climate of fear in which we live, and fear breeds repression. Too often, sinister threats to the Bill of Rights, to freedom of the mind, are concealed under the patriotic cloak of anti-communism. Today, it's the cloak of anti-terrorism.
Stevenson also remarked, it's far easier to fight for principles than to live up to them. I know we are all afraid. But the Bill of Rights, we have to live up to that. We simply must. That's all Melissa Hughes was trying to say. She was speaking for you. I would ask you now to go back to that room and speak for her.
All right. And that really is well said there. But it's always framed in a socialist or liberal bent on mainstream television when you see that blue moon rarity where they do speak some truth on one of these TV programs. It's, oh, the poor liberals, their rights were violated. When, if their rights were violated, that is one of the smallest and lighter violations in this country's history. And you compare our history to other nations, it's far worse outside of this country. And the bottom line is, government is tyrannical, government is out of control, government is abusive, government is predatory, and if you try to watch it and corral it and control it, you're going to be lucky if it doesn't run all over you. Now, you go to sleep, you go home and go into your house and plug into the television set and drink your Schlitz malt liquor, folks, you're going to wake up in a generation total slaves. And guess what? That's happening right now. They're moving against us big time with Pentagon-designed propaganda, with Pentagon-designed cameras and microphones and ID cards and trained brainwashed police and prisons being built everywhere. And the schools are designed to induct your children into the criminal justice system. It is so predatory, it's moving so fast now, it makes my head literally spin. And are they done after lying about WMDs and creating fake yellow cake dossiers and all the things they did? No. They're just getting started. They're just kicking the ball off. They're just taking action. They're just moving forward right now with the attack on Iran. And they're going to use 101 psychology of announcing the attack is every week, every month, it just until they finally attack them. And, well, we knew that was going to happen. And then the dollar tanks further, and the oil prices at least double. Every major analyst says they'll at least double in the short term. We're talking 6 months of a doubling in oil prices, all of the inflationary things that that will cause. And then we'll have to watch all these saps. I mean, I'll see cars with huge American flags flapping, ripping into pieces, plastic flags all over them, shirts with American flags on them. These people, you see them stumbling around, looking at you, and they're on these incredible zombie power trips. And of course, what that flag symbolizes is literally being destroyed, being torn limb from limb in gruesome detail in front of real patriots' eyes. And then we have to look at these clowns, these cult members, festooning themselves like it's some kind of red badge of courage, a Congressional Medal of Honor, with these the shirts with the American flags are made in China, the plastic bumper stickers are made in China, the toxic chemicals in your dog food are made in China, but don't worry, there's an American flag on the bag. I mean, it's just a joke. And you try to talk to them, and they don't care. They do not care. All right, I'm going to get it. There's masses of news. I am going to read part of the Declaration of Independence later. We got a guest coming up in studio. We got so much coming up today for you. And we'll also be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I do warn you, the calls are going to be brief, because I want to get to everybody. 1-800-259-9231.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 3rd, 2007. Gold is at $662.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.25, $345.68 for half ounce, and $172.84 for quarter ounce coins. That's $686.25, $345.68, and $172.84. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Glad you joined us today. Thank you. You know, I try to read a lot of the email I get every day. I always print stacks of it off and rarely cover it on air, or I just allude to it, to basically what was said. But I also go to my MySpace account maybe once a day And it's laden with people's spam and the rest of it. We really don't manage it. But that's, as long as you don't spam five times in a row, we won't ban you. If you do that, we will. I was on there this morning, and I was reading the stuff that was on it, and people always demand that you address something, or they always demand that, well, you need to address this when you've already addressed it 50 times. This time the person didn't do it, but I should address it because they posted on my website, or they posted on that stupid MySpace account that I have. And there was three different things on there I wanted to comment on, but I only have time to comment on two of them. Number one, there was a guy who put a link up saying, Alex Jones, GCN, they're owned by ABC News. And then they put a link to the GCNlive.com subpage listing the different, we got three different satellites. And that's the big proof there that that Peter Jennings has his hand inserted in me and puppeteers me from Cloud 9 orbiting the Earth right now. If you have, say, AT&T telephone service, does that mean you're owned by AT&T? Or if you own a Packard Bell computer, are you owned and run by Packard Bell? Or Hewlett Packard, I guess it's called, after a merger a decade ago? I mean, it's so frustrating. And the government, with some of its known disinformation officers, and that's what they do in COINTELPRO, is they're there to make sure when you've got a website or you're posting, and about half of you do this, and it's why we may lose, you don't ever try to wake new people up on other websites. You don't ever tell them about the Federal Reserve being private or 9/11 being an inside job or, hey, here's a link to a great video online. No, you spend your time thinking you're really, really having an effect running around saying Alex won't say it's reptoids or Alex won't say it's Jews or Alex won't say it's the Pope and the Gettys with Colonel Sanders, as they say. You know, I've been effective because I stay focused 95% of the time, and I occasionally address this stuff. And again, I'm addressing it so that those of you that aren't operatives, I know most of you aren't, you're just Snowball, Mockingbird. The government calls it Snowball. They've had an Operation Snowball and Operation Mockingbird. And the reason they call it that is a snowball rolls downhill. And originally, the original colonel was a government op. But as it rolls, you repeat and parrot, and it gets bigger and bigger. And that's how this works. I mean, it's pure and total idiocy. There are only four satellites for delivery to AM and FM stations. And I know station owners, managers, program directors, board operators are laughing right now. They know this. There's Jones. Can you imagine if we leased the Jones radio satellite? Can you imagine if we leased that satellite? They would say I owned it. And then I was the billionaire Jones family of Houston, which I'm not. And I'm not the 70 years old now, Pulitzer Prize winner, Alex S. Jones, that heads up the Shorenstein Center. I get emails every week saying, we demand you respond. You're a double agent. You've got a radio show on NPR. You write for the New York Times. I'm not Alex S. Jones. I have to do this every few months. It still doesn't matter. It doesn't. Can you guys, let's say I'm Alex S. Jones. Let's say I'm a billionaire Alex E. Jones that owns factories in Canada and England. I'm not, but let's say I am. Or let's say I'm a real estate magnate in Ireland named Alex something Jones. And let's say I'm all these people. I mean, I've got a radio producer named Kevin Smith. I bet you can find 1,000 people named him, and you can attribute to him whatever those Kevin Smiths do to him. There's a famous director, a famous goalie named Kevin Smith, I think. You can say that Kevin does all that. My point is, if you're going to make these accusations, you need to check your facts a little bit more. And so now you've exposed that we're owned by ABC. Of course, we're not. We lease a feed, one of hundreds, that they provide, like $5,000 a month, so we can deliver this show to radio stations. There's a Clear Channel, there's a ABC, there's a Jones, and one other. And you can lease them from one of those. Okay, so there you go, big boy. I've answered your stupid question.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer your website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-599.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
north, to Alaska.
North, to Alaska. Go north for precious on.
North,
to Alaska. Go north for precious on.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92.
With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too.
They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold.
Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome,
Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below.
Welcome back, my friends.
He talked to his team of Huskies as he...
You know, I would rather be able to take off 2 weeks on spring break, like my dad would do sometimes when I was a child, and, you know, drive up with a camper to Arkansas or out to Arizona and camp at different spots and hike up mountains and through the woods. It was so magical. I'd love to do that with my children right now, but I can't do it because I know that Halliburton and DynCorp run giant child kidnapping rings. I know that our government is involved in drug dealing, snuff films, everything else. I know that CPS nationwide is more and more being dominated and controlled by hardcore pedophile rings. I know that they're putting poisons in our food, water, by design, and in the vaccines and cancer viruses. I know they're producing race-specific bioweapons, preparing for World War III. I know that they are literally destroying the country, bringing down the borders, bringing in the North American Union. It is just off the charts, and I every day am just totally devastated by what's happening. I have, in the last 3 days, a giant stack of North American Union news as new treaties are signed, new deals are done, as infrastructure is being grabbed left and right and just ceded, handed over to foreign corporations and governments. We are watching the total destruction of America. And it's in fast motion. I mean, in the scheme of just a few years in the history of a nation, that's just a few seconds. And in a few seconds, I am sitting here watching in horror my country be murdered in front of me, and there's nowhere to go. There's no other free countries to run to. The same mechanized tyranny, the same globalist owners are setting up the same system all over the world right now. We are watching this happen right now. And then I still marvel off that article last week in a huge online publication saying there is no North American Union and saying I'm insane and evil and Lou Dobbs is insane and evil and there's just and that we're just liars. And then they link to the CFR as proof when the CFR openly says they're abolishing U.S. sovereignty and running things and bringing us into a one-world government. I mean, it's admitted. Even when it's admitted, they... The trendy types, they just deny everything. They just giggle and laugh about everything, and it's all funny, and it's all cute, and then a bunch of traitors like Bill O'Reilly and Wolf Blitzer, just they're all sick. But O'Reilly's like a cartoon. I mean, Blitzer's all just cold-blooded about his lying. And, you know, he's not as cartoonish. And John Gibson and the rest of them. I said I'd go to your calls, but just finishing up with just a few comments on my MySpace account. The person just states it as if it's fact. Alex Jones, his network, is owned by ABC. And they just link to the our pup like they found some big secret. You know, on the website, hey, here's one of our satellite coordinates. I think one of the other satellites is like owned by TBN or something, and they lease stuff out. It's one of those big Christian broadcasting things. An article's been written, my God, we're controlled by them. Look at that proof. And then there's, I don't know, satellites change and stuff. I think one of the others, a few years ago, we had a Clear Channel satellite. But they play games where you pay them to lease the satellite fee, but then they won't unlock the key on the receivers at the station because it's on a Clear Channel program. They don't tell you that when you go buy a Clear Channel feed. You've only got four choices. When we've got the Christian broadcasting thing, that's a TV satellite, so we can jury-rig stuff at stations. And we fight to do this, by the way. I mean, it's not easy. Lawsuits, I think it was like 15 years ago or so, other companies had to file lawsuits against ABC and others to make them lease you channels. So you have to sue them just to get on the satellites, and then after others have gone and sued them, you have to pay exorbitant prices to get a feed on them, and then you get to have lowbrow twits picking up on government propaganda that the government has put out. They have put that out in their COINTELPRO ops. And then I have to watch you, and again, I'm not even addressing this because your attack on me has been effective. The Fed's attack on me has been effective. It hasn't been. What it's been effective at is helping the New World Order. What it's been effective at is ensuring that instead of you going out and reaching out to people and saying, hey, check out Loose Change, Second Edition, check out Terror Storm, check out America, Freedom to Fascism, on Google Video, or, hey, buying a DVD of Terror Storm, making copies of it. Instead, you're never going to do that. God forbid. You're just going to talk about how you're at the higher level of understanding against the New World Order, and you just, and then there's some other twit on there saying I'm a co-adjunct agitator, some such baloney, you know, I'm working for the Catholic assassins, the classic bull put out by the government ops. Just total, total, total made-up garbage. I There was a Catholic church when I was a kid down the street. I remember my parents went to it one time when I was little. I remember just going to say, oh, what's that like, you know, down the street. And I have a memory of going to another church, and a guy with a beard and long hair was playing a guitar, and I thought he was Jesus when I was about three. I think that was like some liberal hippie church or something. It just doesn't matter. It's just I sit here and I see that, and then there was some other guy who spams all over my MySpace account, who puts, you know, U.S. Navy, that's his insignia, his little chevron, his little tag picture is that, his logo, his signet, whatever you want to call it, his standard, his shingle, his billboard. All right, I'm obnoxious with that semantical lexicon behavior. You go to his site and it plays the Navy hymn, which was good in John Paul Jones's day. It's not very good today, my friend. And it's not owned by us, not run by us. The head of the Navy War College says you work for Wall Street and foreign banks, and says you work for the New World Order. Of course, you're not going to actually read Navy War College documents. No, you're going to sit there and shoot your mouth off at me. Okay? And you don't sit around watching two-hour C-SPAN presentations by Thomas Barnett. You don't have Barnett snickering and hissing at you on the other end of the phone when you call him and saying that we're going to be defeated when I say America's going to win. And he tells me, keep dreaming, and hisses at me over the telephone. I mean, I've had them hiss at me over the telephone when I say America's going to win. And then the person hisses and says, keep on dreaming. Okay? I've had the New World Order come to me and offer to pay me off, folks. That's how real this is, okay? I've had them beat me down in the parking lot and tell me to shut up or I'm dead next time. Okay, punk? And he goes on the website every day and he spams it, and we're going to ban him because of that. Because he'll put 15 posts up there and take the whole page over so no one else comments can be read. Now, I left you up there for like a month while you sit there and you do that, but that's enough. Okay? Because what you're doing is stopping other people's free speech. I think it's good you're on there posting a picture of Tommy Franks with a quote, which isn't a real quote, I thought. Then I typed it in and found out he really did say that. And Tommy Franks said, soldiers, go up to a man, go up to one of these anti-war protesters, who, when he's with his girlfriend, and shake his hand, but then wink at her because she knows you're a real man and that he isn't. I'm paraphrasing it. I thought that was a joke, you know, weeks ago when he was posting it. I went and looked it up. No, it's a Tommy Franks quote. And see, he's a black operator, folks. He knows. He hates your guts, just like Henry Kissinger said, "You're young, you know, you're dumb animals to be used up." They laugh at you, fool. It isn't the U.S. military. It isn't the U.S. Navy anymore. Do you understand that? It has the esprit de corps, but that's only paper thin, okay? That's the paper tiger facade of this lie. And no, the women with their anti-war boyfriends are not thinking that. They're thinking what a dumb idiot you are. They're thinking how stupid you are. Or they're feeling sorry about you and worried about you, because I've talked to them, hoping that you wake up and get out of there before you get shot up with experimental smallpox and anthrax shots and breathe DU and launch cruise missiles off the front of your boat that blow up innocent families. Okay? That's what they're thinking about you. But see, Tommy Franks says some bestial thing, some low-level thing about how you're a real man and the women want you. But you're probably wondering why you really can't get a good woman. That's probably why you're obsessed with trying to get women. Let me tell you, once you don't want the women, that's when you're going to get the women. So you're not a man yet. And you don't understand that. And you're never going to understand that, probably, unless God helps you wake up. And so you imply we're not men because we don't go out and join a government that isn't our government anymore. Okay? That's going to become increasingly clear to you as time goes on. Probably too late for you, though, when you finally do figure it out. And you sit up there and you show pictures of Rosie O'Donnell next to Hanoi Jane, who I'm not a fan of what she did. you try to associate her with that. You talk about how we're a bunch of traitors. And it's all real cute. It's real funny to you. And I'm just tired of it. And similar people post things like, and I've seen the same bumper sticker, land of the free because of the brave, and you're lucky we're here protecting your freedom so you can shoot your mouth off with your First Amendment. The government that you support is taking free speech in the nations it invades. It's killing journalists. It's creating free speech zones here and arresting journalists. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, read the Declaration of Independence, read the Bill of Rights, read the Constitution, and then you can come back to me. But you don't know what this country's all about. You think it's about getting teary-eyed and playing your Navy anthem. Okay, that's not what it's about. Do you understand me? Do you get it through your head? Do you understand? Look, if Mexico attacked us, which they have, and they sent our troops down to the border, and the president said, if there's one more Mexican incursion by their military, or one more shot fired, we're going to take 15 miles of your land, and we're going to expand our borders, and we're going to build a demilitarized zone there, because you've attacked us hundreds of times. And ladies and gentlemen, if our government was being constitutional, and that's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and it needed help, I would go suit up right now if they'd take me. They probably wouldn't because I've had a broken leg and a really bad broken leg and a pin in there and, you know, bones sticking out all sorts of things. But the point is, if they needed me, I would go down there. And I've supported the Minutemen who've been demonized who were just down there reporting on the invasion and calling the police when they see you. That's where you're supposed to be calling the authorities, calling the constabulary, is on your border. That's one of the three things the feds are supposed to do, and they're not. Okay? And if our country got overrun, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, I'll go out in the streets and I'll fight. I'm not afraid to fight. In fact, you know, I want to fight. And I understand that instinct that real men have out there, you know, the instinct to fight. Believe me, I understand. But I'm going to fight smart, and I'm going to actually fight for my people. And I'm going to actually fight for my family. And that doesn't mean having my instinctive warrior instincts misdirected into supporting a bunch of robber baron scum and their banker owners. I am not going to be part of it. All right, let's go to Randy. Randy, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Virginia, Alex.
Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Listening on the Internet, I just want to make two comments. First, I've been listening to you for about 3 years, I guess, and I've noticed a difference in you in about the last year. You're a little more aggressive and direct. I guess more committed, if that's possible. I think it happened to you when you went up to Canada and bullhorned them guys. I think maybe something snapped in you.
No, that is what happened. I felt like I crossed a line. It was strange.
Kind of easy to tell that, but I think it's a good thing. I just wanted to say I was watching CNN the other day, and it's funny how after you wake up pretty good, you see it in a whole different light. There was a little committee meeting with FBI Robert Mueller, and he was supposedly, you know, going to be questioned about all these violations with wiretapping and where they're supposed to, they get all these, not the FISA warrants, but, you know, they get all these immediate little warrants to go do these searches, and they're supposed to come back with the information to justify why they got those warrants, and they're just not coming back with it at all, so it's totally twisted. But it was he was answering to Patrick Leahy, Arlen Magic Bullet Specter, Jeff Sessions, all those guys. And it was so obvious that it was staged, you know, after you're kind of awake to it, because the whole time they're just giving him leading questions like, can the FBI even handle the workload, or do we need to go to a setup like MI5? They kept saying that two or three times. So it's almost like they're already working toward that.
Oh, no. Listen, everything in the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as PNAC, wrote up a list of recommendations. They're all been implemented or being implemented, and they've already set up in many big cities a CIA liaison office, and then the police chief or his intelligence head will be former CIA or defense intelligence, and it's just domestic spooks. And they're setting up little torture dungeons in every major city, FEMA camps in every city, like Pier 57 in New York or out here at the old Robert Mueller Airport. They've got one in Austin, which has been on the news. And, I mean, they're literally setting up a good old-fashioned Soviet-slash-Nazi model.
Well, I mean, but it's so obvious that you know, the committee meeting that they're...
Oh, it's totally staged. I mean, Spector will come out and say, this is horrible, you're violating the Bill of Rights, and then he'll
right.
just kind of go along
right.
and they're,
they're
vote for it.
They're actually kind of shocked. You know, we're really deeply concerned about these violations. But it's a total joke, and it's just obvious after a while that that's just kind of for public consumption.
Well, there's different layers of propaganda. For the general public, they'll say torture's wonderful, it's all great. And then for those a little bit more awake, they'll have those little displays, and yeah, it's kind of serious. I mean, take the all these different so-called human rights groups, Amnesty International, the ACLU. I mean, they'll water stuff down by like 95%, and then the other side will say that's an extreme light they're putting this in when really it's a whitewash.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Good to hear from you. We'll be back in the next segment with more calls. On the other side, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on the website. Spread the word.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
So easy to blow up your problems. It's so easy to fill up your breakdown.
Bruce O'Dell will be joining us to get into the rigging of elections in this country in studio in the next hour. He's going to have Vicky Karp, local election transparency activist. She's got the book, hacked, high-tech election theft in America. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan. Dan, where are you calling us from today?
Hello, Alex?
Yes, Dan, where are you calling us from today?
I'm from Australia, mate.
Welcome from Australia. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering if you've actually caught on to the Art McGinnigard speech that was on just recently. It was on about 20 minutes ago.
Well, I know that Ahmadinejad said they're releasing the British. We announced at the start of the show.
Yeah, that's definitely confirmed. He's definitely releasing the hostages. Yeah, they had the photos of the hostages shaking hands and everything, big ceremony. But the speech itself, it was uncanny. I swear, like, they've seen Terror Storm or something, mate, because, you know, he referenced Mosaddegh, the overthrow in 53, or around that time, and, you know, it was about US and BP oil interests, you know. He also referenced, the orders or world orders and rulers that have their own agendas and military corporations that try to subvert Iran's, free will to an extent. And it was just amazing, mate. I was just
So, they don't usually carry much of his speeches here. They just take them out of context. But I guess in Australia they carry Ahmadinejad's...
Well, it was on CNN and BBC and Fox News. I've got cable over here, and it was just the direct translations as the speech was being said.
Well, hopefully we'll record that. I don't think we were recording when it happened, but maybe they'll re-air it.
Well, I've definitely recorded it myself. I'm trying to get it up now. I'll get it on the YouTube or something. But, yeah, he was, you know, and they had the spin doctors on, BBC, just straight on just going, oh, how can we trust Iran with, nuclear technologies and things like this when, Ahmadinejad was saying, well, they've been a member of the IAEA for 25 years. And, you know, that entitles them to, have access to these technologies and get help from the IAEA to develop them in a peaceful process. And that's what he was stressing. And it's just amazing, how... You know, they're trying to get themselves into a first world standard, and, you know, the subversion of the world order, or the new world order, is just keeping them back. Like, you know, they can't get up. Like, that's what I mean. If they do attack and, you know, this attack goes forth, it's going to be such a bad thing, you know.
Well, it is a fact that our government overthrew Iran by staging terror attacks in 53. That's admitted. It is a fact that they blew up their airliners trying to get them to fight back. They bombed their ships. They put the Shah in, who had Savak torture over 200,000 people to death. Over 200,000 disappeared, many of them tortured to death. And I think Iran should be thankful for that, for in 53 having their cabinet's heads cut off in public.
Yeah.
And I think it's good. That's freedom. And that's how we spread democracy over there.
Well,
and I think Iraq's great, with now over 700,000 dead and the power off most of the time, and people living in squalor, and the troops never leaving, and that's freedom, sir. I mean, it's not about oil or weapon sales. George Bush doesn't lie. Alberto Gonzalez doesn't lie. They don't torture. I mean, sure, they wrote memos saying they can torture children, but they don't torture. But torture's okay, they wrote, and they do torture, but they don't torture when they say they don't torture. Hey, good to hear from you in Australia, and thanks for giving us a heads up on the latest speech. No, I didn't see the speech 20 minutes ago, because I was on air. I do know they're releasing the British. That's good to de-escalate that. We had the British ambassador on yesterday, or 2 days ago, that talked about how they were really in Iranian waters.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.